Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded stolen territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. I am your co-host. No, I am not your co-host. This week we're doing something new, but
we've transformed, guys.
Transformed. I'm actually DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Thank you guys so much for being here with us on our first official Slumber Party show.
Yes, we are so excited. We're just excited to bring the premise of our show and what inspired us as well and just explain that a bit. So we started Slumber Party going off from a radio station retreat here, and we had a pretty great time, I'd say.
Yeah, it
right?
was a killer Slumber Party.
Yeah, and we ended up having lots of late night talks with some of the other girls from the station, and it was honestly just the atmosphere of being able to speak in an open-minded environment and say anything you want to talk about, and yeah, discussing topics that you love. And I feel like that kind of is what brought us to making this show. So
yeah,
that's
we're
a little
trying
more.
To reflect what an actual sleepover is like, kind of, but we're coming in a more prepared way. Like, we've brought some specific topics to talk about at the sleepover.
Yes.
And yeah, we also knew that a super formal show would not work because we are very hyper a lot.
Yep.
So that was not in the cards for us. And some of our themes or topics that you guys can expect that we'll be talking about are, we really want to focus on health, like mental and physical, because I'm a psychology major. And
I'm a health
DJ
science
Coco
major.
Is a health science major. And we also are going to talk about psychology and society, identity and change. And we'll also have like some other topics that diverge from the main topics, but still interest us and hopefully you too.
Yes. And we also have a big focus on female artists, especially since we're called Slumber Party. It's more of a feminine kind of spin on the name. But yeah, we want a variety of genres, and we're not just limited to female artists, but we love lots of electronic, punk, indie rock, to some acid jazz even.
Shout out to Jamiroquai.
Shout out to Jamiroquai, which is actually our intro and outro. So if you really liked the sound of that is the background for him. So
yeah, it's our, like, he's our, that band is like our shared favorite artist.
Yes. So yeah, that's pretty much it for our little show background. We are gonna jump straight into the music, and this week we wanted to start off with one of our favorite songs I think we've played so far, which is Forever. It's spelled with the letter four, or the number four, and then EVA. And it's by Shy Girl, and she is pretty great. So yeah, go check out her other stuff as well. But yeah, we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
You think of me forever, forever. I'd say you're playing on your mind. You think of me forever, forever. I'd say you're playing on your mind. You think of me forever, forever. Say what you want, but the movie I make, there's no such thing as a bad mistake. Keep it down like a shame.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
And the
so
last...
So fun to say that.
I know, we're getting used to the DJ parts, but yeah, the last couple songs you just heard. So you heard Revelations by Levitation Room from their album Strange Weather. And this is kind of a psychedelic quartet, which is quite interesting. And right before that, you heard Un de Toi by Munya, which is always personal favorite.
Yeah, it's a throwback to our open mic, too.
Yes, to the very first one. So from her album, Jardin, and she's Canadian, so she's from Quebec, I believe.
Yeah, Montreal.
Yes. So, yeah, that was a bit about that. And I think we had a little bit of discussing to do over...
As always.
As always.
A little discussing.
So... This weekend, or actually, no, last weekend, I'm losing track of my days already, being on the break, but my mom and I did this kind of special test called the in-body scan. And so what it is, it's a full non-invasive body scan. So I had to stand on a machine, and it used these things called bioelectrical impedance analysis. And so it was like these invisible... looking electric currents that go up your body, and you just stand on the scale and it tracks everything from your body fat percentage to your muscle distribution to even like how much body water balance you have in your body.
That's so dystopian.
It was very dystopian, and you got the results. We printed them out straight away and you could see them the second we got off the scale. And so it was really cool to see, but also it's a bit controversial, I think, as well for using this. I think Stella and I both have different opinions about this, even though we're not sided on one side. But
yeah, there's just like definitely two different angles you could take to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, there might be some benefits, but there also might be some detrimental effects potentially.
What do you think? What do you think about it? So would you do it personally?
I would not really do it personally unless I was like having some like exact fitness goals that I wanted to reach, and that was like what my life was about. But if I'm already like exercising and eating healthily, I don't know if I want like this machine that's scanning my body to tell me exactly like how much weight I need to lose.
Yeah. And also a little bit more about the test for all of you out there. So when you get your results printed out, it has your... it basically can track also your BMI and body fat as well. That is the average for your age and height. So what you want to do, there's three little sections, and there's a underweight section, overweight section, and a, I guess, perfectly average section. And you want to get in between 100% for the average section, which is the optimal of what's expected of you to be healthy, I guess. But how is that measured to a percentage? But
the thing is, I'm also kind of, you know, wondering about is that it doesn't take in like body type or anything into like consideration too, because people like carry weight differently just based on genetics and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering like what standard they're being held to.
Yeah, there's also ethnicity as well. I know that I think Asian people, my mom was researching a bit more because she's full Korean. And so her results may be slightly different of how her body weight is distributed compared to like European white people. So yeah, it's pretty interesting. There's not too many benefits now when I look back, and I don't know if I regret it or not. I am getting to the point where I've definitely changed some of my fitness goals for it, but I don't know if that was ideal because maybe I should just be doing generally how healthy I feel, like just going for a run because
yeah, like
I want to go.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, okay, I need to lose like this percentage of
yeah.
body fat.
It gave me
in
an exact
my arm.
It gave me an exact body percentage, body weight to lose, and I am following it, but I don't know. I feel like that's going to cause me problems down the road.
I also am kind of like, I don't know if just this one type of measurement is going to be like a good benchmark for everyone is like
yeah.
the picture of health.
Yes.
Because yeah, everyone like processes food differently too. Like there's so much diversity in bodies out there and just holding it to like one standardized
yes.
thing. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah. I guess for the benefits, it is educational and it can help you understand your body more. I think this is also going for people to do this test if they had really bad body dysmorphia or anorexia because they can't see themselves that they're super skinny and underweight or that parts of their body are actually normal. But by seeing actually scientific results that, maybe I'm a bit underweight, I should be changing up my diet or something. But I don't know. I don't think there's any studies
still,
for that.
Like,
so
at that point, almost too, like, you know, you have a problem. Like you don't need like a
yeah.
in body scan to tell you that, you know, you might be underweight. But I
yeah.
guess like it could, I don't know, it could work for if you're super unhealthy in one direction or the other. But just
mm-hmm.
for the average person, I don't really see the benefit really. If it's just like a matter of a few pounds, it can still like affect someone's, I don't know, like view on themselves.
Yeah, self-esteem.
Yeah, self-esteem and stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah, I know for my results, getting more personal, it said that basically I was a little too muscular for my frame. I was like, okay.
Yeah, like, I just am so concerned over, like, who, like, what are you measuring, like, yourself to? Like, what is, like, who is this perfect body weight ratio person?
Exactly.
Do they even exist? Like, is it healthy? Like, because people can eat healthy and exercise regularly and still not necessarily be, like, the average like weight or BMI
of the 100% that you should be.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just definitely a range. They have a range on things on the scale, which at least is good, and they don't have like a strict B in between like a 70.1 pounds and 70.2 pounds. Like it's not like that.
Yeah.
But the fact that I think it's just more about having a good exercise diet, just generally try to do your best and that will be good enough. But yeah, I think it's just an interesting kind of technology that they've made. Like this was actually made in, I believe, 1996. So it's a bit older, older than I thought, but it's what the average person can get their hands on and do a test for. And it's around, I think it's around $50. So it's not terribly unaffordable, but not something that I think people would go out their way for. But honestly, yeah, if you'd like to change up your fitness goals or only for very specific cases, go for it. But yeah, a bit of a controversial one.
I don't know, because does it help you? Here's another, just one more question. Like, does it help you change your fitness goals? Like, does it give things you should do to like lose that weight in a healthy way? Or is it just like you need to lose this amount of weight?
It just gives the number.
I think that's where, like, if it told you, if it's actually helpful, it's like, okay, yeah, like you have this ratio of fat to like lean muscle or whatever, and told you exactly what you might want to do, or like eat more of this, like do more of this. But if it's just saying lose 20 pounds, like people can look at that and do it in an unhealthy way too. Potentially.
But there was a person who guided you through this, so they would tell. But I think just because my diet is good enough, she didn't give me any tips on it, but hopefully they do that for other people. But that's the ideal. Hopefully they do that, but it'd be not very good if they didn't.
In conclusion, for me, I do not think I would want to take that test. Like, ignorance is definitely bliss. Like, and I feel like most people are pretty aware of their bodies, and maybe like I kind of know some goals that I have, but I just don't think having a test that analyzes every inch of my body would really be that helpful in the long run.
In the long run it would not be good. I think for me, definitely curiosity killed the cat, because I was so curious to know, and I don't think long term I'm gonna be thinking about this for a while. So
yeah,
make your decisions wisely.
Yeah, maybe for somebody like, I think DJ Coco was for athletes, it would be good to take that, because I agree with that. Like, yeah, if you're if that's like your job is to have like the perfect athlete body ratio, like, yeah, go for it. But just for the average the average Joe, it's not really, it seems like too much. Like, we, I don't even know if we were supposed to see ourselves in mirrors, let alone, like, full analysis.
That'll be a whole another story, topic. But another topic. But, yeah, I think you get the gist of the in-body scan, but...
Yeah, you can decide for yourself, you guys, if you want to do it or not. But. Yeah,
but just letting you know it's out there, and the average Joe can take it, so yeah, choose wisely. But, yeah, we're just going to go straight back into the music again. And the next one you'll be hearing is A Girl Running by Ducks LTD? Ducks Lit? I'm not sure how to say the last part, but this was recommended from the music coordinator at the station, Connor, and he put this actually in his playlist, in his specific Spotify playlist, because it's actually quite rare for him to like a song, because this guy is the music coordinator. Like, he goes through billions of songs. And
yeah,
so
it's, you know it's special.
You know it's special. So, yeah, we hope you enjoy
Please
this
enjoy.
One.
Bye for now.